Tom and Leah are the Watchers.
I can just do an impression of him.
Go on, do it.
Today, we talk about movies and TV and stuff. I make an inappropriate joke, and now we begin.
It feels like Ash is in the room, but he's not.
He's not.
He's on holidays.
Lucky ducky.
School holidays. We're the workers.
Yep.
Dedicated to the cause.
Next year I'll get school holidays.
You will?
Yeah.
Oh, you will too?
Yeah.
Does that mean you have to be daddy daycare?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Kicks off on Friday.
You'd be good at that.
Yeah, we're fun.
You'd be super good. Welcome to We Are The Watchers, episode
Hello.
5.
Hi.
We have got a Christmassy special.
Mm-hmm.
There's tinsel everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wearing a Santa hat.
Yeah, well, more fucked up on eggnog.
You know, I've never had eggnog.
No, me neither.
Okay, good.
It's made from eggs. I'm allergic to eggs.
That would explain why you haven't had it. It just doesn't sound that nice to me.
No, why do you want curdled eggs in milk? And
these are the things
just,
I ask.
Just drink Baileys.
Drink Baileys. Or have a scrambled egg somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
But also, whilst you're not eating eggnog, you also should be watching some Christmas movies and TV specials.
There's so much good stuff out there.
Oh, man. I've actually spent, like, the last week just watching bits and pieces. But you know what I've been mainly watching?
What's that?
Cooking channels.
Ooh.
The cooking channels on Foxtel and the SBS one.
Sure.
Christmas specials.
Have you learned how to make a turducken yet?
Not yet, but Jamie Oliver told me how to make a turkey con carne.
Ooh.
Or con carne?
Sure.
It was a Mexican sort of dish.
I was going to say that. Sounds
leftovers.
Very chilly.
It was very nice. But, yeah, I just find it quite relaxing when you're sort of sitting there doing a bit of wrapping or you're over the day because you've spent the whole day in a shopping centre, put on a bit of cooking.
There you go.
Who doesn't like Rick Stein?
He's a chef?
Yeah, he's a chef, English guy.
Sure.
Super
okay.
nice. Actually has a restaurant in Ulla Dulla near Mollymook.
Mm, very fancy.
Oh, yeah, it would be. Seafood restaurants.
Is he up there with a Heston?
He's more sort of, hey, everybody, look at this lovely fish.
Okay,
let's
we'll
just
lay back.
Put a bit of salt and pepper on it, enjoy.
Oh, that sounds all right.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Heston's next level.
Sure.
As you know. What about you? Have you been watching anything Grish?
Well, look, I rewatched Die Hard again.
Did you?
Yeah, that's my Christmas staple, that and Christmas Vacation.
I haven't watched it yet because I'm waiting for Christmas Eve.
Sure, it's better close. I haven't watched it this year, but I don't need to watch it again to remember everything.
I know every single word, every single line. I even know the facial expressions. Yeah, I've watched it so many times. And it's one of those movies that I watched as a kid, but not at Christmas time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just used to watch it all year round.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Which National Lampoons do you feel like watching today? Oh, do the Christmas one? All right.
Sure. Oh, look, I like mixing them up because they all have good things. European Vacation was, there's a lot of fun in that.
There's a lot of fun.
I remember the first vacation was my first exposure to boobs.
And
Beverly D'Angelo, the mother, in the shower.
She does too. And in European Vacation, there's a whole heap of them.
There sure is. There's that great scene with the German girl at the
yes,
Bar Festival.
With Rusty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that really well. And what about Las Vegas Vacation? That's where it lost it for me.
Yeah, didn't quite hold up.
No, but the Christmas one has turned out to be a real classic.
Vegas Vacation, though, the Rusty is played by Ethan Embry, who was on Walking Dead last season as the guy from Alexandria that kept having a go at Rick, gets bit and Rick's got to stab him in the neck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and watch it. Watch
he's
it again.
The main guy from Can't Hardly Wait. And he's also Mark, the young guy in Empire Records.
Yeah, Empire Records. He's the one that keeps trying to steal stuff and then ends up getting a job.
No,
he's got the job.
He's got the job.
Yeah.
He's the very enthusiastic Guar fan.
That's right.
He spells Mark with a C, not a K.
That's right.
He's got to check his lanyard to make sure.
I remember that. And Christmas Vacation had, I think, probably the best Audrey.
Sure. Well, Rusty's younger in this one. It flips the script, and Rusty's the younger
too.
One, and it's Johnny Galecki.
He's aged.
Sure, he'd be 40s.
He was one of those guys that looked young until suddenly he wasn't.
Yeah.
Bit like Johnny Depp, actually.
Yeah.
Had the youthful look and then suddenly looked old.
Has Johnny Depp ever been in a Christmas movie? He doesn't strike me as the Christmas spirit kind of guy.
only if Tim Burton's done one, but I don't think he was in that.
No, he's not in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Juliette Lewis, the best Audrey around.
There we go.
Really good. I mean, when she said, I have to sleep with my brother. Do you know? Love that. I love that. Just her teenageness was brilliant in it. It's a funny movie. And if you've never seen it before, what on earth have you been doing with your life?
Get on board.
Another one I've been watching, not every year, maybe go every couple, Elf.
Oh, Elf is great.
So much fun.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favourite colour?
What's your favourite colour?
Yeah.
That's right. Santa!
Well, my daughter's just at the age now where she's starting to enjoy that.
She would love that one. Yeah. Christmas Vacation is probably a couple of years away.
It's a bit old for her. Santa Claus is a little bit old for her to enjoy properly.
So is that the one with Tim Allen?
Yes. Don't need her asking questions yet.
Yeah, fair enough. That's totally fair enough.
It leads to a lot of questions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
I watched Miracle on 34th Street.
The original or the...
No, the one, the 94 or
Richard
something.
Richard Attenborough starring.
That one, yeah. I knew it was a remake. I still thought it was lovely and Christmassy, and I still got the retro appeal because it was so old now.
Yeah.
Super old. It was that woman who's in stuff.
From Matilda?
Yes, yes, who, I don't know if you listen to My Dad Wrote a Porno, but she's one of the fans of that podcast. And if you're a celebrity and a fan, you get to go on the footnotes, and she was on it, and she was quite funny.
Excellent.
I quite enjoyed her. Her and Daisy Ridley.
Yeah.
Top episodes if you listen to that, but yeah, she doesn't do acting anymore.
No,
I don't think.
No, every 6 months a BuzzFeed article pops up. You won't believe what's happening to her. I think it was Mira or something.
Yes, yeah, and she just people like who used to be Blossom, who's now in
Mayim Bialik.
That's it. Mm. She's now in
Big Bang.
Big Bang. She went off to uni and did amazing things. Same with Winnie Cooper.
Yeah,
from the Wonder Years.
Yeah,
she was busy doing that. I watched a really bad, bad Christmas movie. It was on Netflix. I think it's a Netflix original for this year,
There's
Christmas.
Christmas Prince?
Oh, no, I decided to go past that one. No, I tried one called El Camino Christmas.
Oh.
It had Tim Allen. It had a couple of other people, like the father from that 70s show. It had Jessica...
Kurt Smith.
That's right. Yeah. Jessica Alba. Dax Shepard was in it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, these people are... kind of funny, like they do funny TV shows, funny movies. It wasn't funny. It was like a whole heap of funny actors being serious for like an hour and a half. It was quite painful. So if you don't feel like watching something that's a bit depressing for several reasons, just don't go near it.
Yeah, I'll throw a hat into that ring, which is the Christmas with the Cranks.
I haven't seen that one either.
Matthew Broderick and Danny DeVito. You'd think that'd be a good combo.
Sounds great.
It's pretty painful.
Is it painful because they're really, like, the jokes are just falling flat?
No, it's one of those movies where they're competitive with their Christmas lights and things like that. It keeps amping up further and further. So
Christmas Vacation.
But it wants to be a black comedy. It wants to go dark, but it won't cross over that line into actual violence and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so it just
right.
feels neutered.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
One when I was a kid that I thought was pretty dark, but I still enjoyed it, was the Bill Murray Scrooge.
Oh, yeah.
Such a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good. And I know he's playing a similar character to Groundhog Day, but it doesn't matter. It just works.
You enjoy spending time with Murray.
You do, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I think pretty much anything I see him in is great. But that's a great Christmas one with a great ensemble as well. There are other people in there who are very funny. They play, you know, you've got the Ghost of Christmas Past, Present and Future all...
Everyone you want.
...do their thing. All do their thing. You know one that I realised I hadn't watched?
What's that?
The Muppet Christmas Carol.
What?
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, it's good. It's really good.
Really?
Yeah, Rizzo gets a bigger role. It was at that time when they were pushing the rats. So Rizzo gets a fair, pardon me, Rizzo gets a fair chunk. Michael Caine being Michael Caine.
He doesn't need to be anything else,
no,
does he?
No, you shouldn't need to know anything else about that film. It's the Muppets and Michael Caine.
That's right. 90s?
Yeah, I think Muppet Treasure Island was around 94, so I'm going to say 95.
Yeah, right. That may be why I didn't watch it. I was too busy being a teenager.
Oh,
super uncool now. Well, I don't watch the Muppets. Come on. Speaking of things that are great, Bad Santa.
Mm.
Brilliant movie. Took me quite a while to see it. And like Christmas Vacation, it was one of the ones that I did not watch, when it was Christmas time, and I still thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
For the first time, I watched it, I'm going to say around June.
Oh, okay.
And a couple of years ago.
You can have a Christmas in July.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a good point. Yeah. I thought of that. I would have put some tinsel on, but very funny movie. I know they did a second one. Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. I heard it wasn't worth it. Yeah. Don't go ahead and go out of your way to watch it. So I didn't. And I kind of felt like it did what it needed to do anyway.
Yeah, I don't need to see those characters again.
Told the story.
Tell me, Christmas in July, is that something you normally get into?
I have been the past few years. I've got a couple of different groups of friends who like to do it. Mm-hmm. But the bigger the group, the harder it is to organise.
Of course.
So this year we had Christmas in September.
Ooh.
It was the 1st of September. It was hilarious. Wow. Yeah. We still did the whole turkey and everything. Yep. All the trimmings. And there are a lot of people in that group who are from different countries. So, like, Canada, America, the UK, South Africa. So there was a whole heap of different Christmas traditions. And you know how mulled wine is a thing?
Yeah.
There's a mulled wine from Germany, because we've got a German friend in the group, and she does it, and you get, like, it almost looks like a fruit punch bowl, and you put this trough, metal trough, up the top, and you just absolutely stack it with ice, with sugar cubes.
Oh, okay.
Put a bit of alcohol on it,
yeah.
And then light it, and then just let the sugar cubes drip away on into the to the liquid down the bottom, and then you're allowed to drink it.
Wowzers. That's very fancy.
Very spectacular.
Yeah.
I wish I remembered what the name was, but for all the German listeners out there, of course there'd be a lot of them, let us know.
Hallo. Willkommen.
Dankeschön.
Bitte schön.
Fünf. It's about as much as I know.
Sure.
Hi, I'm the voiceover guy, and I've got no pants on.
Been to Germany?
Yeah.
Christmas or...?
I went there on exchange.
And oh,
I was there
you?
Over Christmas, so it's the only white Christmas I've ever had.
So whereabouts?
I was in Bonn, which is about an hour from Cologne, or Köln, as they say over there, which is very much West Germany, over kind of near the border to France.
And did it snow on Christmas?
Not heavily. There was a little bit of snow out. It wasn't a particular... It more rained. Which was a bit of a shame.
It didn't
damper things. My exchange was great. I went over with two mates from school.
Oh, yeah.
We went to an all-guy school, and when we arrived, they'd taken on too many billets, so we had to go to an all-girls school for a few months.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So not only were you the wrong gender, but you were also the only Aussies there.
Yeah.
How did that go?
I'd stand in front of the English class and translate Shakespeare in Love. So I did well. It was a good trip.
That is very funny.
I learned a lot. I grew up, I went to, back here I went to an all-guy school.
Yeah.
I had brothers, so I didn't have a lot of exposure to women.
Yeah.
So it was a very good learning experience.
That I could have been in the sequel of your movie, because I went to an all-girls school and I've only got a sister.
Well, there you go. I'll tell you one thing I really did learn.
Mm.
Women do not find it funny when you take chocolate pudding and put gummy bears in it and then smear it on toilet seats.
Or is that just German girl?
It might be a German thing.
Yeah. That might be what it is. So when you were over there, do they do Christmas Eve as the big thing, or is Christmas Day the big thing?
It's kind of a mix of both, because they don't do Boxing Day. So, yeah, it is kind of moved forward a lot, and there was a lot of present exchange on Christmas Eve and some big meal and then big lunch, and then that's it for Christmas.
What kind of food? Do they do the turkey?
Yeah, look, we had turkey. We had a lot of sausages.
Because it is Germany, after all.
Yep.
Yeah, fair enough.
Germans love their cold meats, so it was a lot of platters, that sort of stuff.
Sounds pretty Aussie.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, Aussie in wintertime.
Lot more mince, I'd say.
Right. Yeah, right, okay. The only time I've had Christmas outside of Australia, twice actually, but both times were around the equator, so I've still yet to have a proper white Christmas.
Sure.
But I would think... For me, maybe it would feel like it wasn't Christmas.
Yeah, it's a funny one. So the one in Germany, there was a bit of snow. I had another Christmas in Portsmouth in the UK.
And, oh, yeah.
That was just sleet. It's cold and you can't go and play outside and the sun gets up really late.
So everybody gets up late.
Yeah, yeah. Or you just start opening things in the dark.
That sounds a bit depressing.
It's different, but yeah. It's still a lot of fun.
And it's the stuff that you see in these Christmas movies and TV shows.
Exactly. In the UK, you get a lot of Yorkshire pudding.
I do like Yorkshire pudding.
That's my jam.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You know, I've never made Yorkshire pudding, but I am bang up for a bit of it.
I don't even need anything to go with it. Just give me some gravy, and I'll happily sit there and dip. Nothing else.
I don't think anybody would have any problem with that.
Well, all this new Yorkshire fusion is happening over in the UK at the moment. Of their people
what
making
is like that?
They're making a meat pie, but it's inside a Yorkie.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that controversial?
A little bit. There's a bit of that. Someone's made Yorkshire tacos.
That actually sounds delicious.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, a bit of that, a bit of sausage roll.
Yeah?
Yeah. Anything that you could put within a bed of pastry.
Is suddenly a Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a gluten-free Yorkshire pudding
once.
What's
the point?
Someone couldn't have gluten.
They're not invited to next Christmas.
Yeah, actually, that was the last time I saw them at Christmas time. Funny that.
Mm.
Funny that. So on Christmas Day, I know that you have that whole pineapple and ham fight.
Yes.
But apart from that, is there ever a time, like maybe after lunch or whatever, where you sit down and your family watches something Christmassy?
Not in the extended family. Normally it'll be after lunch and we head back home and chuck on a movie.
Yeah.
Quite often one of us will have been given a Christmas-themed movie or TV show, so we might dive in on that. I have a feeling this year we'll be watching the Trolls Christmas or holiday special.
I have a feeling you will be as well.
Yeah.
We usually sort of end up just playing board games and stuff on Christmas Day after lunch. There was a time where somebody in the family would get me a season of 30 Rock, and we would watch the whole family, like extended family, would sit there and watch the whole entire season.
Nice.
It was a long haul, but everybody was into it. And there's always a Christmas episode in it, and usually her parents show up. And there was an episode, it was a Christmas one, where her brother's there and she's sort of telling people, look, just so you know, my brother's not quite right. He had an accident. He still thinks it's like 1985 or something like that. So everybody has to go around the whole episode and pretend that it's 1985. And then, of course, somebody slips up and he has this whole crisis. His mind's blown. And they go, don't worry about it. He'll forget by tomorrow. It'll be 1985 again. I just love that was the Christmas special. But they did the ice skating around the Rockefeller Center with the big iconic New York Christmas tree there.
Yeah.
And it just looked good. And I think New York always looks good.
Well, yeah, that leads me into my next Christmas one.
Yes.
Home Alone 2.
Great movie.
Yeah.
I often have trouble deciding which one I like more, the first one or the second one.
They scratch different itches.
They do.
I find that the first one is all about when you want the classic and it's a little more low-key, but the pranks that he pulls around the house are a little more involved.
Yes.
Whereas the second one, you get Tim Curry.
Tim Curry.
Which should be enough for almost everybody, but I will accept the fact that it has Rob Schneider, which will bring him back down.
And also, not that I remember, but I've heard recently, there's a cameo by Donald Trump.
There is.
I don't remember it.
Kevin's walking through the foyer and he asks him for some directions.
Right, okay. I just remember the homeless lady and the pigeons.
Yeah.
That's my main memory.
I prefer the homeless lady to the scary snow shoveler in the first one.
Oh, that one was scary.
Yeah,
because the scary snow shoveler, a.k.a. the neighbour, looked a bit like he should have been in I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked creepy.
Yeah, he did.
Whereas the lady just looks a bit crazy and likes birds.
Feed the birds.
Everyone likes birds.
Tuppence a bag.
But there's a lot of fun in a toy shop in that film.
Yes.
A big giant toy shop.
Absolutely. Is it the same one as they had in Big?
No.
That was the Schwartz one.
Yeah, FAO Schwartz, which is no longer a thing.
That's a shame.
I had a go on the big keyboard about...
Did you really?
12 years ago? Yeah, when I was in New York.
It was sort of cordoned off, wasn't it? And you had to have a turn. You couldn't just go, yeah.
No. And that was great fun, but that's all closed now.
Aww.
And I think maybe for Home Alone 2, that might have been a made-up store.
Right, okay. Okay. Kind of like Elf.
Yeah.
That was a made-up store.
Wow. Disappointing.
I know, right? I know. Now, we were talking a few weeks ago about Christmas specials, and Ash was getting all fired up about the fact that there's no Australian Christmas special on TV shows, like Home and Away or whatnot.
We used to have Moody Christmas. Do you remember the Moodies?
No.
It was a show on ABC.
Yeah.
And it spun off into a different thing, but the original series, A Moody Christmas, was checking in with this family every Christmas, and it was about...
Was it live action?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a comedy,
hmm.
So it feels like it could be a bit of a mockumentary, but it's a very dysfunctional family getting back together. The main character, who is the son, may or may not be in love with the cousin's girlfriend.
Okay.
One of the uncles may or may not be gay.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff like this, and it was very clever because they showed it each week, but each episode was 1 year further along the timeline, so it covered 6 years across 6 weeks.
So they didn't do any other show apart from the Christmas special?
Well, the first season was just Christmases, and then they spun it further past that, and then I think it was just key events through 1 year. So there was someone's birthday, there was an anniversary, a wedding, this sort of stuff.
Fun.
It is good fun.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, Barbies in the backyard, sink and piss.
Mate.
Yeah.
French cricket.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Did Kath and Kim ever have a Christmas special?
I was thinking about that, and they were only on television not that long ago.
Mm.
They played the whole lot.
Sure.
And I know that ABC had them originally for maybe the first two or three seasons.
Yep.
And they were the good ones. Yep. And then there was, I think Channel 7 might have picked them up. And it did feel a bit different because the episodes themselves were structured to have ad breaks. And it kind of lost it. And I'm trying to think where the Christmas episode would have been if it was in the first ABC lot.
Sure.
Or in the Channel 7 one. I'm sure
I would imagine it would be ABC because they do like following the BBC model of having a Christmas special.
Have a Christmas special. We were talking about that with French and Saunders. And now I'm... because they're having a Christmas special, but it's like clips. And now I'm worried that we're not going to get it until after Christmas. I've just had this horrible thought.
Look.
Christmas is really soon.
If we're getting it, it might be a Boxing Day special.
Because
that's
it.
The same deal for us for Doctor Who. I traditionally get up quite early on Boxing Day and watch the Doctor Who Christmas special.
Do you know anything about that Christmas special this year?
No, I intentionally stay completely blank because Peter Capaldi, the current Doctor, he's
gone. The 12th?
Yep, he's gone. This is it.
Oh, so the Christmas special is when we get introduced to the 13th Doctor. Oh, that's exciting. Yeah, you wouldn't want to miss... You wouldn't want to get a whole heap of little spoilers with that. Just let it be.
That's right. And, considering where last season ended, it's good knowing very little going into this because anything could happen. We've lost his companions and this sort of stuff, so it is going to be a bit of a hard reboot.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Do you think people are still up in arms about the fact that it's a female doctor this time? Or is it sort of... Is the general feeling that those people are gone now?
It has died down a bit.
Good.
There are still some people who have an issue with it, and I think they should just move on.
I mean, it's a cool time-travelling doctor who reinvents himself every few years. It's time. He's a time doctor.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
I also wanted to talk about a couple of movies that were unintentionally set at Christmas, so you Die Hard.
Sure.
Which, I need to ask a question.
Yes.
But I need to be straight with you first.
Okay.
I've not watched Die Hard before.
What?
I know. I want to. Yeah. I have all intentions of doing it. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. And I know there are sequels.
Mm-hmm.
Are the sequels set in Christmas? Or is it's the first one that's the...
The first one's the Christmas classic. Mm-hmm. It is very much he's flown out to LA to meet up with his estranged family for Christmas.
Right.
Let me think. Two is in the middle of winter. I think it might be near Christmas, but it's not around Christmas. 3, 4, 5 have nothing to do with Christmas.
Okay. There were five of them?
Yeah.
Did he have hair by the end?
No. He didn't really have hair at the beginning. He just had his little 80s tuft on top.
Yeah, he never went the mullet that I can recall.
No. So, number one, he's got a bit of peach fuzz. Number two, there's a little less peach fuzz. Number three is where it's shaved.
It's just gone.
Short.
Yeah.
And then 4 and 5 is where it's gone.
Along with the Christmas theme.
Mm-hmm.
There are other movies that are sort of set around Christmas that don't necessarily have much to do with Christmas. Or you know, set over a period of time and there's Christmas... Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang.
That's a great... Look, Shane Black is one of my favourite writer-directors. He wrote Predator, he wrote Lethal Weapon 1 and 2, and he directed Iron Man 3, Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang. He's currently directing the new Predator film.
Oh, nice. They brought him back.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes, he starred in the first one. He has a lot of tropes that he loves playing with, so it's always really a buddy comedy. It's all action buddy comedy, and it's generally set around Christmas because he says it's a time that makes people reflect both on themselves and their actions over the last year.
That's a good point.
And so it's fun to juxtapose two characters in a violent situation where they're somewhat out of their depth with a time that we generally associate with tradition and comfort and relaxation.
It's all about tradition, isn't it? Which is why I think when sometimes you see stuff in movies that are obviously a traditional thing for the UK or the US or whatever, and you think, I have no idea what they're talking about. What on earth is going on there? But I also wonder if things like Christmas movies that were so ridiculous that when you watch them again, you enjoy them for their ridiculousness. I'm thinking about... Let me just give you one name. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, Jingle All the Way.
Exactly.
I told you could eat my cookies.
It was so bad.
No, it was great.
But it was... I mean, you had Sinbad in it.
Yep. I think that was 1996 or 7, so I would have been 12 or 13.
Smack bang in the 90s.
Bang in my wheelhouse. Jake Lloyd, before he went and did Phantom Menace, he was young Anakin.
Was he really?
Yeah, he's a little boy in it. And Phil Hartman's the neighbour.
Aww, R.I.P. That movie for me was... It reminds me of the Elmo craze.
Sure,
big time. The Tickle Me Elmo. Yeah. But I feel like it came before the Tickle Me Elmo craze.
I think it might have been around the same time.
Okay.
I know it was definitely after the first wave of Pogs.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of craze thing had come back big. I don't know. I've seen a lot of movies and tropes that play with that Tickle Me Elmo type thing. There was a good episode of Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
The superhero team where they have to travel back to Viking times because a Tickle Me Elmo type doll has fallen through space-time, landed there, and they've taken on as a new Nordic god. They say, what can we bring you? I'm hungry. So they keep killing people to bring to a toy.
Sounds fair.
It's very dark.
That is dark. Still got the Christmas cheer in it, which is brilliant. I quite like Christmas TV episode specials. I don't know if I like them as much as American Halloween specials.
Sure, they go all out.
They go all out. Some that I remember being really good at were Home Improvement and Roseanne.
Sure.
They were sort of the two that I remember doing really, really well. A little quick side note, Roseanne is definitely coming back in 2018.
Yeah, I saw a photo.
Yeah.
Them all back on the couch.
They released it this week.
And I think they're having, what's the older daughter's name?
Becky.
It is Becky. I think they're having both Beckys.
Both Beckys are in the photograph.
Yeah.
Dan's in it too, so are they just pretending that they didn't, this is a spoiler, that they didn't kill him off in the very last episode?
I believe they're saying that final season never happened, where they got
ripped. Glad. I'm really glad, because that was horrible. So that was all a dream.
I think that's the way they're going.
Good.
I want them to explain Dan's weight loss. I'm very happy that John Goodman has lost so much weight. Well done for him. But at the same time, has he lost some of his mojo? Will he bring back the same Dan?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe Dan will be sprightly and he'll have like a CrossFit exercise program.
If every scene he's in, he's using like a rowing machine.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, do you think Jesus does CrossFit?
Which Jesus? The one from The Walking Dead or Jesus himself?
We'll say OG Jesus. Okay. Jesus on the cross.
I don't think he needs to. He's already looking pretty fit.
Ripped.
Yeah, but his thighs don't seem overly big, which is what rowers have. They have big legs, don't they?
Yeah.
I think he just does CrossFit.
Either way.
Maybe a spin class here and there.
Thanks for being born, Jesus.
Thanks, Jesus, because we have a lot of fun.
We do.
Eating all of the food, watching all of the shows.
I want to make a recommendation for anyone that gets to listen to this before Christmas.
Yeah,
especially if you're coming from Australia, but even if you're not, it's worth thinking about this. Perfect gift for Dad.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of thing do you reach for when you break glass in case of an emergency, last minute Dad present?
Oh man, it has to be something to do with cricket or
sure
that, you know, like quick find a cricketer who's written a book or had someone write them for.
What's Ricky Ponting up to this year?
Yeah, exactly, that kind of thing. What about you?
Oh, Russell Coit, All Aussie Adventure.
Oh, that is a great idea.
I've bought that for my dad so many times, and he's always happy to receive it. Anyone listening from Australia is going to know who Russell Coit is, but our overseas listeners, he's Kel from Kath and Kim playing a Steve Irwin type character who is horribly inept.
So bad at just
everything.
Living.
Sitting. Touching animals, driving, successfully traversing holes. He gets up to some ridiculous adventures, and I promise every listener that Russell Quaid will be a firm favourite of any dad.
He's so blokey without having any of the blokey qualities.
Yes.
It's a great show. Definitely worth
He's weirdly blokey yet very beta male.
He
wants to be an alpha male and is constantly trying to impress other people who aren't going to be impressed.
Where Kel's more you see.
Yeah.
C grade.
Yeah, happy to go along.
Yeah, I'm just here for
the fun. Be under the thumb.
Exactly. Well, I feel Christmassy now.
Me too.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Ash. Today.
Oh, today.
There he is. He's back. He's back. We'll be back next week. We'll be talking about some January binge-watching shows you can get into.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've got a list.
Oh, checking it twice?
I'm going to check it twice. Goodbye, Leah. Goodbye. Goodbye, Tom.
Goodbye.